All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Pineview Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is March 2nd, 2026. It's 1:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording. We'll start with the board. Darcy, your chair, would you like to start?
Darcy Stewart, Chair.
Neil Marchant, Treasurer.
Pauline Stewart, Clerk.
Go for it,
Shelby
Shelby.
Clymer. Okay. Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Tyler King with Snow, Jensen and Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first off, we need to have a public hearing, and that's to adopt the 2026 budget for PID number two. So, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I say I motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Neil.
I'll second
Thanks, Darcy. All those in favor say aye.
it.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, we are now in a public hearing, and that's to take any public comment relating to the 2026 final PID number two budget. So, with that, I will let Shelby walk through that budget for us.
Hey, great. All right, so board, excuse me, following final pricing and closing, we have updated the budget for those final numbers. The tentative budget had also included a potential property tax bond, which we've pulled out of here. If or when that kind of resumes, we can always amend again at that point. So I might just start with the summary page here. We have the total bond issuance for the special assessment bonds of the $42.775 million. We've estimated interest income on funds that would be held through the trustee, about 205 in total. We have transfers in and transfers out. That primarily represents the capitalized interest and reserve funds that were funded through the bond issuance that went from capital to debt service fund, and then also includes a portion of that working capital fund, which was set aside to cover the administrative costs for the first few years. So then total expenditures, general fund, 48,000, no change to this from the tentative. Mostly a year's worth of costs there to cover accounting, legal, insurance, and then kind of a buffer for miscellaneous as well. Debt service fund, the expenditures here change slightly just for the final pricing, and the interest that will be due on the assessment bonds for June 1 and 12/1 of this year. And then capital projects, the 19.2 represents about 1.25 million in costs of issuance, and then about 18 million in estimated capital expenditures for the year. So, any questions on the updates to the budget?
I don't.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Okay. So I do not see any members of the public that have joined. So with that, could I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the hearing.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 19th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Thanks, Colleen.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, board, I just put up the bond. Not the bond, the budget resolution approving the 2026 budget for PID number two. It's the same as what you guys have seen with PID one. Since these were special assessment bonds, we haven't imposed any mill levies, so that'll stay zero. So when I go in June to the Tax Commission's website, I can just put that in. So any questions? Okay.
No.
Could I get a motion then to approve resolution 2026-06?
Also move to approve
Thanks.
resolution 2026-06.
Thanks, Darcy.
I'll second.
Thanks, Colleen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so Darcy and Colleen, look for a share file, and I'll get you guys to sign that over as soon as the meeting's done. So,
Okay. Okay,
okay,
sounds good.
with that, let's turn it back to Shelby so she can cover those budget amendments.
Okay. All right, so board, this is for PID 1, and this is to have a tentative amended budget for 2026 to account for the bond issuance that we've just kind of recently kicked off. So start here with the capital projects fund. Our original budget had no activity that had previously been closed out from the property tax issuance several years ago. So amending for 2026 accounts for bond issuance proceeds in the estimated amount of just over 22.1 million. Again, estimating interest income on funds that would be held with the trustee following bond issuance. And then expenditures here, estimated bond issue costs of about 843,000, and then 6.5 for capital outlay. I will be candid here. We kind of pulled that number out of thin air. So if there's a more refined number, and we can check with Steven too, if that makes sense, but we can update that before we finalize this. Transfers out represents capitalized interest and reserve funds, and then partial of the working capital fund that's currently in the financing plan. And then the second fund that would need to be amended is for a new debt service fund. So we would keep this separate from the existing debt service fund for those property tax bonds. So again, zero was the original budget. And then for amended interest income, the transfer in from capital projects, and then about 1.05 million for bond interest anticipated based on the current financing plans from the underwriter. Any questions or comments?
Shelby, can you go back to page one?
Yes.
So I just want to make sure I'm clear and the board's clear. When we say there's 6.5 million, that's only for this year what we think can be done. The balance will
Correct.
be still
Yeah.
there for future. Okay.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah.
wanted to
Good
be clear.
clarification. Yeah, the 6.5, that would still leave an estimated 7.8 million for future.
And this is it. This is in PID one.
Yes.
This is an assessment, yeah, so for development.
Okay. You guys have any questions? So
I
the
don't.
plan would be then to approve this as the tentative amendments. And then in our, let's just call it May meeting, I think we're into May. For our quarterly. So in our May meeting, we'll have a public hearing and approve these as final amendments. Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve these budget amendments as presented?
I'll make that motion to approve as presented.
Thanks, Colleen.
I'll second.
I'm going to give it to Darcy Neal.
Oh, sorry.
I did it. Hey. He was
We need to set
just
out a
right there before
schedule.
me.
His light came on right before yours, and that's what I
That's
go by, was the light. So, all right, all those in favor say aye.
Hi.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, that's everything I show. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything you need us to work on?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
I did have a quick question, maybe comment. Colleen, I just wanted to make sure. So we have the working capital fund for PID 2 from that recent bond issuance. That process will be similar to the project fund requisition, where you'll prepare requisition for any of those administrative costs. So if you have any questions or if we can help with that, just let us know. Otherwise, if I can just ask as you submit those to the trustee, if you could just copy our team, that would be great.
Okay, I'll get with Stephen on that.
Okay, sounds good.
And Colleen, include us as well. I think having both of us that way, the accounting side gets it, and then we get it for the records as well.
Okay.
Okay,
Okay, I'll
perfect.
get with Stephen on that.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, if there's nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
Hey, one other thing is, I know that we've advanced some of the, at least for Snow Jensen, I know we've advanced some of the funds and we'll get reimbursed from them, but it would be helpful if you could both send me if there's anything outstanding currently, and you too, Shelby, so that we make sure that we've captured everything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Darcy.
Second.
Thanks, Neil. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay.